Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
The best thing about wrestling is that you can do whatever the hell you want. If you have a story where a bear is going to take on a crab, the flipping crab can win. That ain't happening in the real world, but in sports entertainment, put the damn belt on Sebastian. It's why you really can change the entire direction of an angle just with one tiny tweak, which is why I'm Simon from What Culture. Please do subscribe. And this is 10 WWE disasters rescued with one tiny change. Number 10, The New Day quit preaching. So the original idea for The New Day wasn't all that great. Vince McMahon wanted Xavier Woods, Big E, and Kofi Kingston to be good guy gospel singers who would tell the WWE universe that everything was going to be all right, and we should all stand up and clap. I'm not making it up. This trio were well aware this was going to fail, so begged the boss to forget all that and let them do their own thing. McMahon mostly did relent because Woods bet his career on it, and after they had taken ownership, they became one of the best groups ever. The tiny switch really was that they did all this nonsense to piss people off rather than to try and get cheers. And again, yes, the chairman of the board genuinely thought that we would all love this. Why wouldn't we want joy shoved down our throats? It's all irrelevant now as they're so entertaining they've become heroes anyway, and it just goes to show sometimes the talent does know what they're doing. Number 9, the fastest Royal Rumble ever. If you watch the 1995 Royal Rumble today, you may fall on the floor. The WWF was struggling with star power in the mid-90s and realized that they didn't have enough bodies to make the annual over-the-top Battle Royal feel that spectacular. In fact, on paper, it looked like it was going to suck. Rather than just go with it and hope for the best, though, Vince McMahon made the simple decision to scrap the two-minute entrances, reduce it to 60 seconds, and just fly through this as fast as we could. This worked because even despite having people in there like Timothy Well and Mantar, you didn't have time to care that much. Before you could say, "What the flub is that?" somebody else was running to the ring. The whole thing is done in 40 minutes, meaning you can't be that mad at it, and this is one of those situations where McMahon's genius does shine through. Didn't have to do anything crazy, just shifting slightly in the other direction. Number 8, too much to too cool. Brian Christopher and Scott Taylor used to be known as Too Much. You may not remember that as they found popularity as Too Cool, but this is what we're here to talk about. In their former guise, they were mostly treated as nothing and were so annoying you wanted to rip your eyes out. Now that was intentional, but still, the whole act just wasn't working. When 1999 rolled around, however, Vince Russo told them to start acting cool, and I'm saying cool using air quotes. This was based around the fact that the Hardy Boys were pretty badass in the late 90s, so why don't Christopher and Taylor just do the opposite of that? They also gave themselves the monikers of Grandmaster Sexay and Scotty Too Hotty, which was beyond ridiculous. And this honestly almost changed overnight. Fans grew to love how dumb they were, and by the time they were teaming with Rikishi, forget about it. Too Cool became a staple of the Attitude Era, and that dance was more over than some of the wrestlers. What a time to be alive. Number 7, Mandy Rose goes to NXT. This should change soon, or at least I hope so, but up to this point, if you're on Raw or SmackDown and then end up in NXT, people think it's a demotion. I can see why, as WWE has called it a developmental league for a while, and whenever it suits them, so when Mandy Rose returns, some people's eyebrows vent up. This was doubly true as she has some good things going on with Otis and Sonya Deville, but then she was teamed with Dana Brooke and they did nothing. Someone then decided she should go back to Florida, and that was a bit jarring until we saw what the plan was. In NXT, Mandy was almost able to reinvent herself, pitch herself as a super worker, win the women's title, and hold it for ages. She also set up Toxic Attraction, and when you compare her now to where she was in June 2021, well, this change was excellent. I don't want to say that Rose was on a path to nowhere, but it didn't look good, and now she feels like a bigger star than ever before. Can't argue with that, and when she does return to the main roster, I bet she is treated far more seriously. That is some solid storytelling. Number 6, Jey Uso sees through Sami Zayn. So why some people thought this, I don't know, but there was a worry that Sami Zayn squirming his way into the bloodline was a mistake. They were leaning a little too much into the reality of the situation, because why would Roman Reigns' crew let a loon into their group? I tell you why. Wrestling. We've already talked about it. I think WWE did consider this, though, because since day one, Jey Uso has been livid about it. He constantly has a look on his face like he wants to kill Sam, and the reason for that is because he knows he's an idiot who doesn't actually help. By proxy, this probably means Roman knows too, so we're aware they're just toying with Zayn when they turn on him eventually. I'm gonna cry. That is all irrelevant because this is some of the best stuff in all of wrestling right now. The addition of Solo Sikoa has been even better still. Personally, I never thought this would be a bust, but even if you were concerned, disaster averted. Number 5, Matt Riddle's new best friend. Do you remember when Matt Riddle joined the main roster and there was some weird story about the reason he wrestled barefoot was because as a child he had frostbitten feet? That's pure Vince McMahon, that. Pure Vince. It wasn't the best way to debut someone, and really the first part of Matt's run wasn't all that great. It wasn't bad, but he wasn't being given cool angles to be part of, and you could tell nothing was lasting long in the memory. When he was randomly teamed with Randy Orton, though, all of this changed. What was meant to be a one and done all of a sudden became the WWE's favorite tag team, and the pair were even able to secure the tag team titles. It rocked. The best part, however, was how Orton played off Riddle. To this point, Matt had basically been stoner guy, but with Randy in there, it breathed life into the whole thing and gave Riddle the extra boot he needed. I suppose that's sports entertainment. Hopefully WWE learns from this too and remembers that you don't need to make a team to break up a team. Let it breathe, for goodness sake. Number 4, NXT goes back to basics. Now we need more evidence for this, but at first glance, it feels good. Many people rolled their eyes when NXT 2.0 was born, mostly because it was just so on the nose. It's like when a wrestler turns bad and all of a sudden they're wearing black and has doom music. That's just a bit much. The new version of brand number 3 did turn into something quite watchable, but it was also a massive gimmick, so Triple H bringing back some of the old values and simplifying it feels like a smart plan. You can still give new recruits experience while also offering an alternative to Raw and SmackDown, and in fact that balance makes NXT totally unique. You get a little of column A and you get a little of column B, and I would assume down the line that audience grows, or at least I hope so. Not gonna lie, I like NXT. Number 3, Batista replaces Mark Jindrak. We don't know how Mark Jindrak would have fared in Evolution. Back in 2002, he was quite the hot prospect, and even after this, he did have a terrific career in Mexico. He's not just some schmo, he's got the moves. The issue was simply how they looked together. Triple H, Ric Flair, and Randy Orton certainly had something, but as Hunter himself picked up on, Mark just didn't click. Couldn't really put your finger on it, it was just one of those things. There was also reports that Jindrak and Orton together was bad news as they wound the other up to do young and stupid things. So the decision was made for Batista to be the fourth man. And I don't think anybody is going to argue with that. Not only was it the right choice, but it stopped the group from being a trio and began Big Dave's journey to the top of the card. Does Evolution even work with only 3 individuals? Probably not. Although Evolution is a mystery, so who knows. Number 2, Butch to Bruiserweight. I'll be the first to admit I quite like Butch, mostly as Pete Dunne played it so well. But what it didn't do was highlight just how good he was in the ring. It was classic Vince McMahon who was more interested in weird characters, but as soon as we had our power shift, the gears started moving. Within weeks, you could see the Bruiserweight returning, as well as his ring gear, and who cares if he's still called Butch? Have you seen his recent matches? They are tremendous. He's now an invaluable part of SmackDown along with the Brawling Brutes, and it does feel like they took a step up as soon as Pete Dunne was back. I don't think that was a coincidence, and I'm now going to call him Butch forever regardless, because I'm that guy. Number 1, Becky Lynch stops yelling at the fans. I thought Big Time Bex was pretty good. She wore ludicrous outfits, said outrageous things, and was just a wonderful asshole. The problem came in the fact that nobody really wanted to boo her. Though she was trying to get boos, it never works. This was the same back in 2018 when WWE tried to turn her heel for the first time, and what did the fans do? Cheered her so much, Lynch became one of the biggest stars in the company. Unlike round 2, the powers that be acted quite quickly here because they realized Becky saying, "You fans never supported me," as everyone yelled how they wanted to support her, wasn't going to fly. It led to the man character being born, and there's no two ways about it. That was a ridiculous success. Imagine we had dug our heels in with this too, like Roman Reigns. It would have sucked.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.